Yeah, so you're gonna wanna listen to this one on repeat like every single day.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Oh, welcome back, my inbox besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And as always, I am super excited to be in your ear holes today. Now, I know it has been a while since just the two of us have chatted. We've had some amazing guests on the show. We had Sylvia, who talked about all about, you know, that one question that really drives all of her business decisions. We talked last week to Bailey all about running virtual summits, which I've heard from a lot of you guys that you're thinking of actually doing. And if you're listening to this one in real time, as in this episode, today is the day that my interview with Bailey goes live on the Infopreneur Summit. I'm pretty sure you can still register. So head on over to katedoster.com/info summit. You can hear all about welcome series. You can upgrade to the VIP level package that she has. It has all the replays, all the downloads, and more exclusive trainings with everyone who spoke. So you get over 100 pieces of free video content. It is kind of bonkers. It is an amazing value. I've been listening to that stuff, guys, myself as a speaker. It's been fantastic. But today I want to talk to you about something completely different than we've ever really talked about. So we sort of talked about it like slightly. And if you guys had listened to my Double Dog Dare this week, you kind of know where this is heading. And I want to talk a little bit about mindset, but not just like, oh my goodness, is she going to talk about like limiting beliefs and law of attraction? Not like that, but your mindset around your list. And so this was sort of a spinoff of a lesson slash module slash intro that we have in Love Your List, my larger email and marketing course, guys, which covers everything from welcome series to funnels to actually list building to copywriting. The copywriting module is everyone's favorite, which is really, really exciting because that's kind of my jam, which you can get access to by heading on over to loveyourlist.co. You can hop on the wait list. We're going to have a big old launch in the fall. However, I'm 99.99% sure that at some point this summer, we are going to have a mini open and close like launch so people can sneak in early if they want to work on their email marketing game during the summer, but only to the people who are on the VIP list, I'm pretty sure. Maybe my whole email list, but definitely not the general public. They're not going to know. And really this concept that I've been talking about, that I've really been harping about in Love Your List, and I think has made a huge difference in my people sending and their open rates going up higher and just their confidence in writing in general, is this: being on your email list is a privilege. And I'm going to say this again and like put it on a post-it note if you have to. Being on your email list is a privilege. You see, I see so much desperate energy and so many people afraid of being judged and afraid of getting hate mail. And like, oh my goodness, like I put it this freebie and like I'm promoting it. No one's getting it. And all this other stuff. It feels like you're thirsty, basically, as the cool kids like to say, the millennials. And it's like, don't act like that. Act like being on your list is a privilege. Like if somebody sends me a mean email back, I blacklist them. Like they're out of here. Now, I will have some nails read those emails, and if there's a grain of salt, like, oh, okay, you know, there's a lot of typos this week, or like, you know, the links didn't work, then it's like, yeah, you know, like, I'm working on it. I'm still not going to be typo-free, guys, because I don't believe you have to, but I do have someone that's doing a little bit of proofreading now, so that's exciting. But it's like, being on your list is a privilege because you are sharing your knowledge, your expertise, your energy, your enthusiasm about whatever your topic is. And I don't care if it's about bullet journaling. I don't care if it's about fashion or healthy eating or email marketing, because for some reason you're just stalking me to go ahead and then regurgitate my info. I don't care. I'm of that abundant mindset, y'all. But it's like, it is a privilege to be on your email list. So when you are sitting down to write your weekly newsletters, to write your welcome series, to create your freebie, to actually create a post that is promoting your freebie and getting people into your world, realize that there's riffraff that we do not want. This is why, like, the very first thing that happens when people go through Love Your List and they get to the freebie module is they're like, well, crap, I got like 18 freebies that I need to get rid of because they didn't follow your model. And I'm like, that's because they're attracting everybody. Like, I will never tell anyone to run a giveaway where you're giving away an iPad, or honestly, guys, I've been completely transparent. Ones where, like, you're giving away, like, a whole bunch of stuff to one winner. Like, those style of things do not work because people are seeking out the free. They're not seeking out you. They're not seeking out your passion. They're not seeking out about your knowledge. Now, as you guys are also going to find, in the summertime, I am actually going to be running what I like to call the premium giveaway style. It's that freebie style mall. If you guys listened to episode number 24 and we re-aired it with Maria Sarensen, like, we talked about how to run these giveaways where basically people actually pick the free gift that they want, meaning that they actually opt in to a certain person's list so they know who they're coming from, so it's more qualified traffic. I mean, I was part of the Coach's Toolkit giveaway, and granted that's one that Maria runs and has a lot of clout, I welcomed so many new subscribers, and I made thousands of dollars off of like a $15 tripwire. Like, it was ridiculous, or as I like to call them, my easiest offer. So like, there's a right and a wrong way to grow your list massively with the right type of people, but it's like, being on my list is a privilege. Like, if you don't want to know about email marketing, then get out. Like, why would I create something for someone who isn't serious about this, who doesn't like my style? So that's the way why I name my freebies the way I do. That's why my welcome email is just straight up honest with you, where I'm going to tell you, I'm going to sell you stuff. Now, do I have a higher than normal unsubscribe rate from that? No, I actually have a higher than normal reply rate to that email because people are thanking me, because in my industry, it is so rampant with people trying to hide the sale and be sneaky and all this other stuff. So the fact that I'm standing in integrity, and since I'm treating my list like a privilege, they need to treat it like a privilege, okay? So like, we just gotta lay out all the cards on the table for people. And this is really what I want you to start thinking about being on your list. It's not something that you have to do, that you're drudging to do. That's like, oh my goodness, like, I spent so hard getting 50 people on there. And if I send one email, you know, what happens if 5 people go or 10 people go and now my list is only 40? Well, screw those other 10 people. Like, we don't want them weighing you down and weighing down your energy and your space, okay? And that's what your inbox is. It is an intimate connection with your people. And it doesn't have to be something that you slave over for hours and hours and hours and you have to worry about being on toes. It's literally just popping open, I don't know, Word if you need to, on your computer and just typing about what is on your heart and mind that day, what you feel that your person needs to hear about when it comes to losing weight. What assumptions do they have about keeping their room tidy, that if they decide that they want to organize and then in 2 months the room looks like garbage and they're going to feel bad about themselves, you need to tell them that it's not their fault. Like, it's okay to get back on this wagon, and you want them to. Like, you can definitely help people with concrete how-to stuff. I do that probably more than anyone else in my industry, which is probably why I have insane conversion rates for all of my paid products, because if I'm giving away this for free, like, the stuff that I put a price tag on, it's just, like, mind-blowing, okay? People are going to think that too, because just like Maya Angelou said, guys, people will never remember what you said, but they will always remember how you feel. And when you go in and you're just passionate about your people and even just curious about your topic, like, you don't have to be passionate about bullet journaling or productivity, but you're passionate about helping moms actually feel better about themselves, actually feeling less frazzled, actually getting more done, actually feeling like that badass mom who, like, you know what? I'm the kind of mom that all those other moms hate. Like, what? Because everyone wants to be like that. Like, don't think that they don't, okay? Now, maybe they want to be the type of mom that's like, oh my goodness, like, all my kids eat are organic and we have reusable grocery bags and we have zero carbon footprint. Whoever you are called to serve, that, my friend, is how you are going to make them feel like a badass. And you do that by realizing that being on your list is a privilege. And anyone else who doesn't want to be on there, screw them, because you got 18 other people that are going to be flying at you for every single one that unsubscribes, okay? Like, that's it. Okay, so really, that is what this episode is about. This is Kate on her preacher box to tell you that being on your email list is a privilege, which means they do not have the right to be there, which means you do not have to be thirsty because you are the bouncer. Your freebie is the bouncer. Now, because it is a privilege, guys, of course you need to have a little bit of a plan for this, because you can't go all willy-nilly and be like, oh, being on my list is a privilege, it's this great thing, and then, you know, not email people for like 5 months out of the year. Now, I'll be straight up honest with you guys. When I did my launch for my program, what ended up happening is for about 2 weeks, there was a certain subset of my list that wasn't tagged correctly. So they did not get like my post-launch sort of automated series that I came up with. And somebody emailed me and they're like, where have you been? Like, what's going on? So I just straight up told her, I'm like, I'm sick and I pre-made these and you didn't get tagged, right? Like, I apologize. Here's all the stuff that you missed. And we actually had a very lovely conversation. Okay, guys, this does not have to be hard. You just have to think, oh my goodness, I finally get to talk with people who care as much about email marketing, about coffee, about being a mom, against mindfulness as I am. So what do we want to talk about? What are some stumbling blocks that they could potentially have? And then just go for it, because being on your list is a privilege, and I will see you guys next week.
Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers, and they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo, and of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.